This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so today we're diving into something pretty interesting. Wedding photography. But not the kind that you'd like see in a magazine or anything like that. We're going like deeper, getting into like what our sources are calling the like differences between transactional and interactional approaches. We've got a whole bunch of articles here, and some of the stories are kind of wild. Like, imagine this. It's your wedding day, everything's perfect, and the photographer forgets your partner's name.
Oh man, that's gotta be rough. Yeah, total mood killer.
Right, and that's not even the worst of it. But before we get to like the horror stories and stuff, let's break down these two approaches. I mean, transactional sounds pretty straightforward, right? It's like service for money, done deal. But what does that actually look like when we're talking about wedding photography?
Well, think about it like this. You know those self-checkout kiosks that they have at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Like efficient? Maybe. But definitely impersonal. That's kind of like transactional photography in a nutshell. Like it's all about sticking to the contract, getting the shots, and then moving on to the next gig.
So you're saying that instead of being like the happy couple, you become like invoice number 347.
Yeah, exactly. And the articles that we have here highlight some pretty clear red flags that just scream transactional photographer. Like one source actually shared this story about this photographer who booked so many weddings in a single weekend that they mixed up the brides. They showed up at the wrong venue with like the wrong photo list. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. That's like a total nightmare. Okay, so I'm starting to see why this matters so much. It's not just about like getting nice pictures for Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
It's about like the whole experience and the memories.
Absolutely. Like a transactional photographer might capture your wedding, but they won't capture the essence of it, like the emotion, the little moments that make it unique.
So how does like an interactional photographer approach things differently?
Think of it like a professional wedding guest with a camera. These photographers actually take the time to get to know you as a couple, like your love story, your personalities. They want to understand the vibe that you're going for. What moments are most important to you?
That makes a lot of sense. Like if you're going to trust someone to capture the most important day of your life, you want to know that they care.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just taking good pictures. Like one of the sources described interactional photographers as a calming presence on a potentially chaotic day. They're not just there to click the shutter. They're there to help things run smoothly, offer advice, and even like handle a mini crisis or two if they need to.
Wow. That's going above and beyond. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the benefits of an interactional approach are pretty huge.
Yeah.
But let's be real for a second. It's got to be more expensive, right?
I mean,
all that time and energy.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You are investing more, not just financially, but emotionally as well. But the articles actually argue that in the long run, it can be more cost effective.
Really? How so?
Well, think about it. Happy clients lead to referrals, positive reviews, repeat business. Like interactional photographers build long-term relationships. They become your go-to for family portraits, anniversary shoots, you name it. That kind of loyalty is priceless.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's not just about the wedding day itself. It's about creating like a connection that lasts.
Exactly. And that brings us to another interesting point, the impact that these two approaches have on the wedding industry as a whole.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What do you mean?
Well, when photographers treat weddings like just another gig, it kind of reinforces that stereotype of the pushy, money-hungry vendor, you know?
Yeah.
And that can erode trust in the profession overall.
Yeah, I've definitely heard some horror stories about photographers who were more interested in getting their paycheck than like capturing the moment.
Right. But interactional photographers are flipping the script. They're showing that this is a profession built on passion, artistry, and genuine care for the couple.
They're elevating the whole industry, mm-hmm. not just their own business.
Absolutely. And one source put it really bluntly. They said, if your primary motivation is making quick money, wedding photography is not for you.
Ooh, that's a bold statement. So it's not just about technical skills. It's about having the right mindset, the right heart for the job. But is that enough? Can you really build a sustainable business on good vibes alone?
Yeah.
I mean, rent doesn't pay itself.
That's a really important point, and it's something that the sources definitely delve into as well. Let's talk about the practical side of all of this after a quick.
Right.
Okay. Like, how do these interactional photographers actually make it work financially?
Right. passion's great, but bills are bills.
Right. It's definitely a balancing act. But the articles offer some cool insights into how they actually managed to be both profitable and true to their values. One thing that kind of stood out to me was this idea of tiered packages.
Tiered packages, like bronze, silver, gold kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It lets couples kind of choose the level of service that fits their budget and their priorities. So maybe like a base package covers the ceremony and reception, while like a higher tier would include an engagement shoot or a custom designed album or something like that.
Okay, yeah. I can see how that would be appealing to couples. Like you get to pick and choose what matters most to you. But wouldn't that be a logistical nightmare for the photographer, though? Like managing all those different options.
Actually, it can help streamline things because the photographer knows exactly what's included in each package. So there are no surprises, no last minute negotiations. Plus, it allows them to cater to a wider range of clients, from those who are like strictly budget conscious to those who want like the full bells and whistles experience.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's kind of a win-win for both sides. What other strategies did the articles talk about?
One that I thought was interesting was the use of client questionnaires and like in-depth pre-wedding consultations.
Okay, I'm picturing like a multiple choice quiz, like what's your ideal first dance song? What's your biggest wedding day fear?
No, not quite like that. It's more about like really digging deeper into their love story, their personalities, what makes their relationship unique. It helps the photographer understand the emotions that they want to capture, the moments that hold the most significance for them.
So it's like a personalized roadmap for the day.
Yeah.
But instead of like locations, it's emotions and key relationships. That's pretty brilliant. It seems like a lot of work up front, though.
It is an investment for sure. But these photographers see it as an essential part of the process. Those pre-wedding consultations aren't just about gathering information. It's about building rapport, establishing trust, making the couple feel heard and understood.
That makes sense. When you're literally entrusting someone to document your wedding day, that level of connection has got to be crucial. You don't want to feel like you're just another client on their assembly line.
Exactly. And think about it from the photographer's perspective, too. When you genuinely care about your clients, their happiness becomes your happiness. You know, their wedding day becomes more than just a job. It becomes a creative collaboration, a shared experience.
Right. And I bet that makes a huge difference in the quality of the photos, too. When you're relaxed and comfortable with the photographer, it shows. Like those candid shots where you're laughing or crying, happy tears. They're going to be so much more authentic.
Oh, absolutely. The best wedding photos aren't just technically perfect. They tell a story. They capture the essence of the couple and their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that an interactional photographer really excels at.
Okay, so we've talked about the benefits for both the couple and the photographer. But let's get real for a second. This all sounds amazing. But isn't it also incredibly time-consuming? Like, how do these photographers avoid burning out? I mean, weddings are already high-pressure events.
Mm.
And then you add in all this extra emotional labor.
Yeah, it's a valid concern. And it's definitely something the articles address head-on. One photographer described it as a marathon, not a sprint. You have to pace yourself. Set boundaries and prioritize self-care.
Self-care for wedding photographers. What does that even look like?
Well, it could be something as simple as like taking breaks between shoots, practicing mindfulness techniques to manage stress, or even saying no to clients who aren't a good fit.
Saying no to clients, isn't that risky? Especially when you're running your own business.
It can feel that way, but the successful interactional photographers really emphasize the importance of attracting the right clients, the ones who value their approach, who understand that it's a partnership, not just a transaction.
So it's about being selective, not just booking every wedding that comes your way.
Exactly. And that's where your marketing comes in, how you present yourself, the stories that you share, the language that you use. It all sets expectations for the kind of client that you want to attract.
It's almost like a self-filtering system. The transactional clients will go for the cheapest option, while the interactional clients will be drawn to your values and your approach.
Yeah, you got it. And that's how you build a sustainable business that's both financially successful and personally fulfilling.
This is all making so much sense. It's like you're not just selling photography services, you're selling an experience, a philosophy. I'm curious, though, do the sources give any like concrete examples of how this plays out in the real world? Like, are there specific photographers who are killing it with this interactional approach.
Oh, absolutely. And some of their stories are incredibly inspiring.
Okay, cool. Let's hear about them.
So one example that really stuck with me was this photographer who, like, specializes in adventure elopements.
Adventure elopements.
Yeah, we're talking, like, mountaintop ceremonies, hiking to epic waterfalls, the whole nine yards.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
Okay.
But I can only imagine the logistics involved in shooting something like that. It's got to be so much more than just showing up with a camera.
Exactly. And that's what makes her approach so unique. She doesn't just capture the scenery. She captures, like, the couple's experience, their connection to nature and to each other. She literally hikes alongside them, carrying extra gear, offering encouragement, sometimes even acting as a witness.
So she's like a photographer slash adventure buddy. That's amazing. I bet those photos are breathtaking.
Oh, they are. But what's even more impressive is, like, the level of trust that she builds with her clients. They're not just hiring a photographer. They're inviting her to be a part of one of the most intimate moments of their lives.
Yeah, I can see why people would be drawn to that kind of authenticity. It's not just about the pictures. It's about the shared experience.
Right. And another photographer that the sources highlighted focuses on LGBTQ plus weddings, and she really emphasizes the importance of representation and making sure that her clients feel seen and celebrated for who they are.
That's awesome. I mean, weddings are already such emotional events, but for couples who have faced discrimination or marginalization, I can only imagine how much more meaningful it is to have a photographer who truly understands their journey.
Absolutely. And she goes beyond just taking photos, too.
Yeah.
She helps them navigate tricky family dynamics, find vendors who are LGBTQ plus friendly, and basically just create a safe and affirming space for them to celebrate their love.
Wow. So she's like a wedding planner, therapist, and photographer all rolled into one. It's clear that these interactional photographers aren't just in it for the money. They're driven by something more.
Yeah, exactly. And that passion really shines through in their work. They're not just documenting weddings. They're creating art that reflects the unique love stories of their clients.
So what's, like, the big takeaway here? What do we want our listeners to walk away with?
Well, if you're planning a wedding, remember that choosing a photographer is one of the most important decisions you'll make. Don't just focus on the price tag or the portfolio. Look for someone who aligns with your values, who makes you feel comfortable and understood, who you can really trust to capture the heart and soul of your day.
Find someone who's as invested in your happiness as you are.
Exactly.
And if you're a photographer, ask yourself, am I in it for the right reasons? Am I willing to go beyond the transaction and build genuine relationships with my clients? Because that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
All right, so as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of wedding photography, remember that it's not just about capturing the perfect pose or the flawless details. It's about capturing the love, the laughter, the tears, the moments that make your wedding day uniquely yours. And that's a legacy worth preserving. Thanks for joining us.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.